The Money Show with Stephen Curtis is brought to you by Absa CIB, proud to support the GEPF in safeguarding the retirement futures of generations of South Africans.
A report from the Centre for Development and Enterprise looking at the spending by the city of Joburg. They say it's growing, the spending is growing much more quickly than the economy of Joburg, to the point where, on current spending patterns, over the next 20 years, the rates you pay in Joburg will double every 20 years. The economy and the income in Joburg will only grow by 20%. Over the same period. Anne Bernstein is the executive director there. Anne, good evening. I mean, fascinating projections around Joburg's finances. From what you say, they seem to be taking more money from an economy that's not really growing.
Well, good evening, Stephen. Great to be with you and your listeners. Look, Johannesburg's economy has grown by about 1% a year over the last decade and longer. Employment has performed even worse. Over the last decade, the city's working age population increased by more than 750,000 people, while the number of employed people rose by only about 30,000. So that's the first thing to say, that we have a growing population, very few of whom are employed, very bad employment statistics. We have a city administration that is becoming more and more expensive, and those of us who live in Johannesburg will know from the 1st of July our tariffs went up quite substantially after increases the year before, you know, previous years as well. And what's happening is fewer and fewer people are paying their bills. So we're really at a critical sort of moment now, or heading towards one, where one in six rand that the city bills is not paid. What happens then is take city power. So a lot of people don't pay their bills, so the city gets less money. They have less money to fix infrastructure or improve services, and they think, well, let's raise the cost for those people who do pay. At which point, those of us who pay say, oh, this is too expensive. I'll buy solar, or I'll do something else, or I'll use less electricity. So fewer and fewer people pay higher prices, less and less money for infrastructure, and you get into this vicious cycle that takes you to where we are now, where fewer and fewer people are paying for declining services. And people want to say, well, where does the money go? What am I getting for all this money? And we can now tell you where the money goes. The amount of money spent on paying the city itself, staff costs, have gone up and up, have grown something, you know, above 9.5 to 10% over the last decade every year. And what used to be about 10 years ago, the costs of, you know, the amount of money raised, 33% was spent on salary costs. Now we're at 40%. You can't go on like this.
So, I mean, lots of things are changing. You're right to point to the changing economics of electricity. Councils around the country aren't going to get much money from electricity anymore. But this kind of economics can't go on forever. We've seen issues with the National Treasury. We've seen the city not battling to pay Eskom what it owes. It did pay them in the end. I mean, what happens when it runs out of room? And surely that point is getting close.
Absolutely. So it did pay them late in August 5.2 something billion rand to Eskom. First question, where did that come from? What's being cut? Because that wasn't in the budget. So we don't know. It's a genuine question. Second question is, we were told they had to pay another 1.8 billion by the end of August. We're not sure if that was paid or not. And again, where does it come from? So what we're saying really is, you can't carry on like this. We spend less and less on infrastructure. So over the last decade, about 50% less in real terms. We should be an expanding city in an urbanizing country, and you've got to spend more and more on infrastructure. So you have to change things. The first thing that has to change is we need a new political leadership for Johannesburg after the November local government elections. If we continue the way we are, things are going to get worse and worse. So the first action is how Joburg's voters decide to vote. And do they give us a stable leadership that can actually reform? Once you've done that, then there are a whole lot of things you have to do. You've got to build things. You've got to collect more of what it builds. You have to stop the general culture of non-payment, which ranges from government departments to firms to households. Obviously, you must help the poor and indigent. So we're not talking about that. But people who can pay must pay. And sort of they have to kind of consume less if necessary. You've got to prioritize infrastructure. You've got to cut employee costs. And you have to restore credible budgeting. You can't pretend you're going to raise all the money you bill for and spend that way when you don't. But most important of all, Stephen, and this is something we've talked about before, you have to grow the economy.
Anne Bernstein, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. Very strong view. Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise.